In today's Mishnah, we learn the 7th and 8th Mishnah from the first Perek of Masechet Mikvaot, and we continue discussing the different collections of water. So we've discussed so far the Megveim, we've also discussed the Meitamtziot, and today's Mishnah, we go Lamalim, and we go the next level up, and that's Mikvah Sheyesh Bohem Harbim Sel. So this is a collection of natural water, so like rainwater, and it hasn't been drawn water, and that the volume of the, is at least Harbim Sel, 40 Sel. And that collection, it's a mikvah, as we're more familiar with, and that's Shabbat Tovlim Umatbilim. So an individual who is Tameh, well, it's nearly everybody, we'll just see some exceptions towards the end of the next Mishnah, but most people that are Tameh, they simply immerse in that body of water to become Tahor, and similarly when it comes to Kelim, when it comes to vessels that are Tameh, you require that body of water, mikvah, that has Arbeim Seah, this natural collection of rainwater, that is 40 Seah, in volume in order to make it Tahor. Similarly, we've discussed for Tvilat Yadayim as well. If someone doesn't do Netilat Yadayim, that's where they pour some of the water on their hands, what you can do is you can simply immerse your hands in a mikveh, and that would also achieve the same ends. Mishnah then continues, L'mala mehen. Above that is Mayan Shemei Mav Mu'atin V'Rabu Alav Maim She'uvim. So here we have a mikveh, sorry, a Mayan I should say, which is a natural spring that isn't, there's not enough water in it, and it's been topped up with mayim she'uvim. And importantly, there's more mayim she'uvim, which is drawn water. It's been used to fill it up. So the Mishnah says, in that case, it's shaveh lemikveh letaher be'esh boran. So there are two differences between a mikveh and a ma'ayan. A mikveh means a natural collection of water, and a ma'ayan is a spring. So a mikveh is only metaher, can only make someone tahor if it's be'esh boran, meaning it is... It is not flowing, it's just simply settled collection of water. Whereas a ma'ayan can make someone tahor even if it's flowing. The similar important difference in a mikveh and a ma'ayan is a mikveh, in order to make something tahor, requires 40 seah. That's its minimum volume. However, a ma'ayan can tahor even b'kol shehu, even the smallest amount. So what this Mishnah is saying, if you've got a spring, a ma'ayan, that doesn't have much water and it's been topped up and there's even more drawn water that's been added to it, so it's like a mikveh that it's only metahar ba'eshboren, sorry, eshboren, so I said eshboran before eshboren, that it's only metahar if it's not flowing, if it's settled. And however, it's similar to a ma'ayan that it can lahat bilbo b'chol shehu, that it can metahar, some people say only kalim, even if it doesn't have 40 seah, even if it's a small amount. Meaning that there is an opinion that it's, when it says it's even the smallest amount, it's only for kalim and not necessarily for people, because for people you would always require 40 seah. That is one opinion. Netz la'ad learn mishnechet. Lamala mehen, the less level up, is a spring water that is mayim, however it's mukim. So it's either salt water or it is warm water. In that situation, it's metahirim bezochalim. It's very much like a spring that can metahir items, kelim and people, while it is flowing. However, it's not defined as mayim chayim. Now that's important because the final level, the highest level, that's lamala mehen, is mayim chayim. This is natural spring water that is clear, good water for, say, for drinking. And that is required for three things. First, you should behem tefillah lezavin. So a zav, this is we've discussed this a number of times, and we're going to see a whole mesechta dedicated to it, but that's an individual, a person, say a man who's had a number of emissions, irregular emissions, and which made him tameh. Now, he cannot simply go to a mikveh to become tahor. He requires mayim chayim, the Torah says. As it says, v'rachatze pesorba mayim chayim. So he couldn't simply go to a mikveh. He has to find a spring. Similarly, v'hazeh ala metzora. If you recall, when we learned mesechta negaim, for the Metzorah that was Tameh, in order for him to come at Tahor, part of the purification process was that they took two birds, and one of the birds was slaughtered El Kli Cheres Al Maim Chaim, and the blood of which went into a earthenware vessel that had Maim Chaim inside it. So you need Maim Chaim, that means, once again, spring water for that part of that process. And we learned what was involved after that, that they dipped various items into it, including the live bird, and that's sprinkled on the Metzorah, but we've discussed that in the past. And similarly, Ukshayim Lekadesh Mehem Mechatat, and also like we learned in Masechta Para, that for someone to come Tahu as Tamemet, you need the ashes of the Paradoma, but those ashes are sprinkled on Maim Chaim, this natural spring water. So again, this for all cases of Metari Mezav, for a Metzorah, and for Mechatat, you need Maim Chaim, this natural, clean, drinkable spring water. Those are the Mishnah today.